Tuesday of the 11th week in ordinary time. The Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." Commentary by Father Iñaki Balbe from Barcelona, Spain. Today, Christ invites us to love without measure, which is the measure of true love. God is love, for he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. And man, God's spark, has to keep on struggling every day to resemble him, so that you may be children of your heavenly Father. Where can we find Christ's face? On others, on our nearest fellow men. It is easy to feel sorry for the starving children in the poorest countries when we watch them on TV, or for all those refugees fleeing from their countries at war. But what about those at home? What about our co-workers? And what about that distant relative living alone and whom we could pay a visit to keep him company? How do we treat others? How do we love them? What specific deeds of service have we towards them every day? It is certainly very easy to love those who love you. But our Lord is urging us to go a step further. If you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? To love our enemies. To love those we know for sure will never return our affection or our smiles or that favor, simply because they ignore us. A Christian, all Christians, should not love in a self-interested way. It is not enough to give a piece of bread or our alms to a homeless person on the street. We have to give ourselves to the others. When dying on the cross, Christ forgave those who crucified him. No reproach, no complaint, not even an angry face. Love without expecting anything in return. When it comes to loving, we don't calculate. Perfection is to love with no measure. And we hold perfection in our hands amidst the world in our daily chores. By doing what we should in every instance, not what we would like to do. God's mother, at the wedding of Cana in Galilee, realizes the guests have no more wine and asks the Lord to do the miracle. Let us beg him today for the miracle of finding out the needs of our own neighbors.